This question fucks people up. It's a simple one-liner the USMLE is going to throw at you. We've got a neonate who has a normal serum TSH, normal free T4, and a decreased total T4. And they say, what's the diagnosis? Students look at these answers, and they're like, what the fuck? It's not difficult. Take two steps back, chill the fuck out for 2 seconds, and you think about how in pregnancy, seemingly completely unrelated, what kind of thyroid pattern do we expect? We expect normal TSH, normal free T4, increased total T4. Well, this is just the inverse, isn't it? Our TSH and free T4 are normal, but our total T4 is decreased. So we say, what accounts for that pattern that we see in pregnancy? And the answer is increased thyroid binding globulin. So in this case, if we just apply that same concept to this pattern in pediatrics, we say, well, therefore, couldn't it just be decreased thyroid binding globulin as our answer here? So this is thyroid binding globulin deficiency. Now in pregnancy, increased estrogen causes the liver to secrete more TBG, thyroid binding globulin. TBG is going to start mopping up the free T4 in the blood. The hypothalamus, anterior pituitary, sense the transient decrease in free T4. Will increase TSH to compensate transiently. Total T4 rises until the absolute amount of free T4 that is reestablished in the blood, proportional to the amount of TBG that's been produced secondary to estrogen, the free amount of T4 will re-equilibrate to be the same. So in pregnancy, because of estrogen, because of increased TBG, we have normal TSH, normal free T4, total T4 increased, okay? Once the free T4 becomes normal again, in pregnancy, TSH comes back down to normal. So we get a transient change in our thyroid parameters in pregnancy, but if you're asked in the USMLE, they simply want normal TSH and free T4, increased total T4 due to increased TBG, due to estrogen. That's really, really high yield, okay? So when students see a question like this in pediatrics and they're like, what the fuck? Like, I've never heard of thyroid binding globulin deficiency before. Answer here, of course, being D. It's like, oh, wow, globulin deficiency, okay? Sounds really low yield, sounds really weird. But the USMLE is assessing, weirdly enough, if you know about pregnancy by asking you this pediatrics question, because the concept's the same, just the inverse. So what could reasonably account for a decrease in total T4, but a normal TSH and free T4 is a decrease in thyroid binding globulin, okay? So the other answers, obviously I just made up as reasonable distractors, okay? Thyrotropin is just another name for TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, by the way. So you might see that in a tricky Graves' disease question. Obviously unrelated, Graves' disease is going to be thyroid stimulating immunoglobulin. It's the TSI is the antibody's name when you have a TSH receptor activating autoantibody. The USMLE might say thyrotropin receptor antibodies, which is the same thing as saying TSH receptor antibodies. So that's just to fill you in here. Sick euthyroid syndrome, that's actually a high yield condition. You need to know that you have in states of acute cortisol release, you can get decreased peripheral conversion of T4 to T3. And so you're going to have a decrease in T3. T4 is going to be shunted to an inactive form called reverse T3, little r T3. So little r T3, reverse T3 goes up. And then T4 and TSH are going to be normal. So if you get acute illness, if you get recent surgery, recent trauma, that's sick euthyroid syndrome, aka euthyroid 6 syndrome. And the answer is just going to be decrease T3, increased reverse T3, normal TSH and T4. That's an insidious diagnosis. Students get it wrong, but it's on the NBME exams and USMLE, okay? So we can obviously talk about many different things. The answer here is globulin deficiency. Your short recapitulation is that in pregnancy, you're going to have increased thyroid binding globulin. TSH, free T4 are normal. Total T4 is increased. So in pediatrics, if you see a normal TSH and a normal free T4 and a decreased total T4, you can say, well, that just makes sense that that would be thyroid binding globulin deficiency, okay? That's it. We're not going to make these 29-minute clips. I know you don't want to sit through long clips like that. So if you liked this, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.